That's
Thanks.
fine. So let's go over this, and I highlighted some things I thought would be of interest to our listeners. And the first under your what you call consider the following, point number three on your agenda here, highlighted authorize the chair to sign an agreement for sale of real estate to Lincoln County from North Platte Chamber of Commerce and Development Corporation for property located at 18610 Highway 30, Hershey. So tell us a little bit about that.
So that property is the old Greenbrier facility located right outside of Hershey on Highway 30. This has been a couple years in the works for the Lincoln County Commissioners, the Inland Port Board, and the Chamber of Commerce. It's a joint effort by all of us to bring some industry into Lincoln County. And this was just kind of a housekeeping item, another step in the process. Back when we first acquired this property, it had to be in the chamber's name in order for them to file for the matching funds from the State Development Corporation. And the agreement was once that was in place and completed, then the county, who actually paid for the property using ARPA funds that were sent to communities to do one-time projects to help better your area. So we had an agreement that we would purchase the property back from the chamber for $1. So that was probably the most affordable real estate transaction in the county
I
that
think that would
happened
qualify.
yesterday. And so, like I said, basically just a housekeeping item that was part of the original agreement. So starting to wrap some of that stuff up and ready to move things forward out at the inland port.
Tanner he gave me just a little brief on that inland port. Sounds like a great thing that is eventually going to serve the area.
You're exactly right. We knew when we took this endeavor on that it would be many entities coming together and that it wouldn't be a quick and easy process. It's everyone's goal who's working on this to do it well and do it right. And when you're the first one to do something like this in your area, it can seem like it's going slow, but I guarantee people there's a lot happening every week, a lot of people doing a lot of work to move this forward. So
Yeah, a lot
we're
of people behind the scenes scurrying about getting things in place, and then of course it has to go through the proper steps with entities such as yours, right?
Yep, and it's been a learning process for all of us, but things are moving along, and I believe that Lincoln County is going to start seeing the benefits of this development very soon.
All right, good to hear. Moving up to your agenda item five, I see you had a presentation by Jim Griffin with the Lincoln County Historical Museum.
Jim Griffin is our director out at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. He brought in one of his board members, Kathy Wenz, and they do an annual membership drive. And so they wanted to come in and present to the Lincoln County Commissioners. While they were in there, I believe they got at least three of us to join and become members. If you've never been out to our historical museum, you should really make some time for that. Jim and his board and his group of employees and volunteers have done a wonderful job of putting together a community out there. The buildings are interesting and hold a lot of historical data. The actual main building where there are displays about World War II history, Buffalo Bill history, just the history of Lincoln County from our very beginning to present day. And it's a great place to spend an entire day if you want to. So we were glad to see Jim and Kathy in our chamber. They did a great job of telling us everything that you get with a membership out there. They have several different ways a person can join. They have corporate memberships, they have family memberships, and you really get a lot for that small investment. And it's what helps keep the museum, that entire property, functioning.
Does the, I'm guessing the county helps fund them in a little way at least?
Actually, we don't send money to them directly
in a
budget, but we have committed some of our Visitor Bureau monies to go to support the museum through grants that they apply for there. So their primary way of funding is through this membership drive and then through volunteers coming out and rolling up your sleeves and putting some sweat equity into it. So I did make a commitment. Jim and I talked about it last year, but I was a little late in my effort. So this year, I'm going to put together a group of Lincoln County employees who want to go out and spend an afternoon, and we'll clean out one of the buildings and spruce it up and get it ready for their busy season.
Good.
So
that's great. Love those type of things. Moving ahead to six, discuss and consider acceptance of a bid for four SUVs for the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Did they get the price on that they were hoping for?
They did make a decision. Two Mondays ago is when we actually opened the seal bids. And historically, we let the Sheriff Kramer and his team from the Sheriff's Department take that paperwork, mull it over, have some conversations amongst themselves, and bring back a recommendation to us. So they had, I believe, two sealed bids. One of them contained two bids on a different combination of vehicles. We've been purchasing a lot of pickups for the sheriff's office, and we tried that either late last year or earlier this year, and it just didn't fit in our budget. The cost of the pickups has gotten outside our range. And so they changed things up and decided to go with some SUVs. And so we did end up purchasing two SUVs with 6-liter engines and two SUVs with 8-liter engines. And so they're going to do a little test with that and see if they, which ones fit their needs better. Next time, you never know, we might go back to pickups again. But Sheriff Kramer does a great job in being mindful of the budgetary constraints that we have, and we always trust their recommendations.
Good to hear. You discussed and considered a proposal from Shelco Asphalt and Paving for a crack and joint seal for the Lincoln County Department of Roads.
Yep. Our team out at the Lincoln County Department of Roads has been doing some crack sealing on their own. The window of opportunity for that is fairly short. You want to do it when the weather is cooler. And so they just came to us with a proposal to subcontract some of that out to Shelco. Shelco does a lot of work for the county. This will help us get out, cover more area. Jason Schultz, our superintendent of roads, has done a good job in educating us on the benefits of the crack sealing program. It saves the county a lot of money down the road. And so we did approve his request for that, and they will be out getting started on that fairly soon. The 10 degrees cooler temperature will help with that. So,
okay. You discussed and considered special designated liquor permit submitted by La Casa del Rios for an event coming up April 11th at the Historical Museum.
We do quite a few of the special designated liquor permit approvals. La Casa del Rios has a catering license, and they are doing an event out at the Lincoln County Historical Museum for adult Easter egg hunt.
Interesting. I've never heard of an adult Easter egg hunt.
I had not either, but they got my interest yesterday, and I might sign up.
So, what, are they
going
to get the adults tipsy before they go searching for eggs or something? Or how's this work?
I don't know. I'm going to go out and check it out. It sounds to me like the alcohol will just be at a small location, and they have... using the entire facility out there, they're going to hide little treasures all over the place. Okay. And I've never attended, so I'm not sure of all the details, but it sounds intriguing and like a good time.
That it does. And then finally on your agenda, you had a public hearing on amendments to the Lincoln County General Assistance and Medical Assistance Guidelines. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is a program that the counties are required by state statute to provide for our communities. This has been a long conversation for us. Statutorily, we're required to review it, I believe, every 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so where it's not a program that we look at every year, we really put a lot of effort into it. We had two commissioners that served on that committee, Commissioner Woodruff and Commissioner Weems. They worked along with our deputy county attorney, Tyler Volkmer, our county clerk, Becky Russell, and then our partners from Department of Health and Human Services, Jada Venanzi, I believe I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. She poured herself into helping us get this right. It's my understanding that most of the work that the county does on this involves burials for the indigent population. Okay. And then there's also food assistance, housing assistance. These aren't long-term programs. It's usually one-time assistance for people who have maybe suffered a medical issue and need just a little help to get them back on track and in the right position. So Jada helped us do all the research on that, made recommendations. Jerry and Kent, our commissioners that were on the committee, sat down with representatives from the funeral homes. We had input from the monument company that provides the markers on our indigent burials. We came to discover that it had been, you know, with inflation, it had been a while since we had reviewed this program. And so those groups that were helping us provide this service to our population, basically it had become a burden on them. Okay. We weren't reimbursing them at a rate that was actually covering their cost. We have great partners in the community. They weren't doing this to make money. They want to serve our community also.
Okay.
But we felt like we needed to increase the level to help these businesses recoup some of the costs that they were putting into this program. So we had our hearing yesterday. Lots of good information was shared. And then next week we will have a motion to approve the program.
Okay.
And I'm not sure why it had to wait a week, but that's the way the statute is set up. So we'll just follow the rules.
You can't do it all at once.
Apparently not.
Split it up. Michaela Wooler, District 3 Commissioner, Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, has been with us this morning. And as you mentioned, your next meeting is next Monday, which happens to be St. Patty's Day. So get your green outfit lined up, right?
I'll dig around in my closet.
A green ribbon, at least, if you don't have a green shirt or green pants.
You don't want somebody pinching you, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
But we do meet every Monday morning. Unless it's a holiday, then we meet on Tuesdays.
Okay.
9 a.m. in the commissioner chamber at the courthouse. We have a YouTube channel that people can watch, because that's not always a great time for people to come into our room. And so the link to that is on the Lincoln County website. You can also find a link to all of our email addresses. You can call the switchboard at the courthouse and ask for the commissioners. office. Tammy White, our board assistant, does a fantastic job in helping people connect with us, and she can answer a lot of the questions.
Yeah.
She's been there a long time and is very knowledgeable. So we really encourage people to come in and participate and reach out to us. Let us know mm-hmm. what's going on in your neck of the woods and what you'd yeah. like to see us work on.
Michaela, thanks so much for coming in this morning, and have a great rest of your week, and sometime down the line, we'll get you back in here. Okay?
Very good, Corey. Right. Welcome to North Platte.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. And we'll take a break. Got our North Platte Public School people coming in next on Mugs in the Morning.